Today on The Vinyl Experience, some studio versions of tracks that you know better from the live, some live versions that were bigger hits than the studio, some tracks that were only released as live versions. I'll sort all that out a little bit later in the show, but first, it's summertime, and I'll bet you want some ice cream. You got it. Right up front, including some new music to start by Ice Cream Cathedral. This is An Armful of Rubies. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
From ruby sands and scarlet elements we stand, a baby present, the accidental, rolling these highways become celestial, now that we feel the space.
Hummingbirds hum, what do they hum? Little girls wearing pigtails in the morning, in the morning. merry-go-rounds are going round, spinning all over the town in the morning, in the morning, la-da-da, da-da-da-da. Summertime's here, and look, oh, there are flowers everywhere in the morning, in the morning, la da da, da 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 da.
Summertime, say, babe, need something to keep you cool. Ah, now, summertime, say, babe, need something to keep you cool. Better look out now, though, Dave's got something for you. Tell you what it is, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Oh, my, my, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on a second, baby. I gotta put my banana Dixie cups, all flavors and push-ups too. I'm your ice cream man, baby. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on one more. Well, I'm usually passing by just about 11 o'clock. I never stop, I'm usually passing by just around 11 o'clock. And if you let me cool you one time, you'll be my regular stop. All right, boys. I'm gonna put my banana Dixie cups, old flavors and push-ups too. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Yes, I'm your ice cream man. Satisfied.
Don't it go down smooth. Van Halen's Ice Cream Man, Love, with a song called The Good Humor Man. He sees everything like this. From an essential vinyl album called Forever Changes. And something new by Ice Cream Cathedral, An Armful of Rubies, on The Vinyl Experience. With my garage sale find of the week, a terrific album by Dinah Washington from back in 1962, backed by the Quincy Jones Orchestra and, uncredited on the record, a group that had their own life and career, but a little bit on the down low, under the radar from the rare air that Dinah Washington operated in. After all, she was a superstar of jazz and R&B. But the group harmony stars, the Dells, had their own following. They reached a broader audience by touring with Dinah Washington and by singing with her on this album and this recording of the popular standard Am I Blue? On Mercury Records. Quincy Jones' domain.
Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in my eyes telling you? Am I blue? You'd be too if each plan with your man don't fall through.
There was a time
special night. Do you remember a girl? That very special girl. Well, to the old and to the new, we rededicate this song to you.
Oh, what a night. In the morning, in the mirror. I'm warm as a toothbrush hanging in the stand. My face ain't looking any younger. And she's gone, oh, what went wrong?
Original album version and from an original promo copy on Atlantic Records from 1973 of Abandoned Luncheonette, Hall & Oates on the Vinyl Experience. No doubt musically taking inspiration from the great group harmony sounds of the 50s, including the Dells, who came back in 1969 with their famous charting re-recorded version of their signature song, Oh What a Night. They accompanied Dinah Washington with the Quincy Jones Orchestra on the Mercury record in 1962. Of the song, it was also sung by Ray Charles, Am I Blue? Next on the Vinyl Experience, we're going to go rifling through the jukeboxes and the piles of singles to find some unusual studio versions to begin of songs that were better known for live versions. Then we'll flip that around and do some things that were only available as live versions or where the live version was more famous than the studio. And here is one that may surprise you because it's just such a fell between the cracks kind of thing. Mad Dogs and Englishmen, Joe Cocker. Oh yeah, one of the great all-time live albums, but there was a studio single version of The Letter.
Give me a ticket for an airplane. I ain't got time to take no fast train. Oh, the lonely days are gone. I'm coming home. Well, my baby, she wrote me a letter. I don't care how much I've got to spare. I'm gonna find my way back home again. Oh, the lonely days are gone. I'm coming home. Well, my
my baby, she wrote me a letter. To spend, I'm gonna find my way back home again. Oh, the lonely days are gone, I'm coming home. My baby wrote me a letter.
Down, what the hell's to be a fool to play my show me the way. Yeah. I want you. Show me the way. Yeah. I want you. Day after day.
Show me the way.
Vinyl Experience with the original studio versions of tracks that were better known or bigger hits for their live versions. Paul McCartney, Maybe I'm Amazed. It was the live Wings Over America that was the big hit single. Peter Frampton, well, Frampton Comes Alive, synonymous with Show Me the Way. And Joe Cocker, Mad Dogs and Englishmen with The Letter. But there were studio versions too, and I played those for you. Here, on the other hand, are tracks that only exist in live versions, and like Peter Frampton, Johnny Rivers became a star when he released a live album recorded at the Whiskey-A-Go-Go, 1964, some Chuck Berry covers, live versions only, that made a rock star of him. Hey.
I wasn't motivating over the hill. I saw Mabel lead in a Coupe de Ville. Cadillac rolling on an open road, but nothing now run my V8-4. Cadillac doing about 95, bumper to bumper, roll side to side. Mabel lead, why can't you be true? Oh, Mabel lead, why can't you be true? You started back doing the things you used to do. Well, the Cadillac pulled up ahead of the Ford. The Ford got hot and wouldn't do no more. It done got cloudy, it started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. The rain water poured up under my hood. I knew that was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. Down and the motor cooled down, and that's when I heard that highway sound. Cadillac looking like a ton of lead, 110 a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like sitting still. I called Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do.
We'll be right back. expect me to cry for all the reasons you have to die. Don't ever ask your love of me. Don't expect me.
The Vinyl Experience. There are three very different songs musically, but they share one particular technical fact in common. They're the only version, and it's the live version. There is no studio version of Jesus Don't Want Me for a Sunbeam by Nirvana. That was made exclusively for the MTV Unplugged Live in New York album. Before that, Peter Gabriel. There is a studio version of I Go Swimming that came out many years after the fact digitally, but the original release from Peter Gabriel Plays Live was a live track and the hitherto unrecorded song I Go Swimming. And Johnny Rivers with Maybelline, also live hit version first. Two more in that category. Imagine being at a performance by these next two artists and these two iconic songs. You're at a concert, they're trying out new material. You've never heard these songs before. Wouldn't they hit you right between the eyes?
Looking back at the years gone. Thank you.
And that's The Vinyl Experience, the original versions of Powderfinger by Neil Young and Running on Empty by Jackson Browne, recorded live before unsuspecting audiences. I'm Paul Cavalcante. Thanks for listening to The Vinyl Experience on the Progressive Radio Network.